If you want to save a historic Riverside firehouse from demolition, you're running out of time. The Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall is here to explain why. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. So, Mike, we've talked about this firehouse before. It's on Riverside Avenue, right on the river, sort of across from Unity Plaza and the Fresh Market and all of this booming development that's happened in Brooklyn over the past 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, if you drive down Riverside Avenue, it does look a little out of place, this tiny little 109-year-old firehouse sitting amongst high-rise buildings in Brooklyn. But the city has tried to make a bit of an effort to save it. They need the property to realign Forest Street across Riverside Avenue. What the city is trying to do is they're trying to provide better access to the Riverwalk, but also better access to what will be Fidelity's new headquarters in Brooklyn. It's a $145 million high-rise tower. So currently, if you look at an aerial shot, you can see that the road that leads into the property where Fidelity will be building their headquarters, they don't quite match up. So it makes car flow into the property problematic. And because you're going to have more than 1,700 people working in this facility, as well as traffic going to the downtown Riverwalk, you're really going to need to have a smooth, efficient route. So they're pretty anxious to get that project underway.
And this vacant relic of the city's past is just in the way.
Unfortunately.
They did have a period of time where they put out bids to see if anybody would be interested in buying and moving this little firehouse, and nobody responded.
Yeah, there was a several-month period there where the city was kind of casually talking to entrepreneurs, trying to figure out if anyone's interested in this. And then, they put out an official request for proposal. It was a 30-day request on the street to see if anyone could have a business plan or the financial wherewithal to move it. Downtown Investment Authority CEO Lori Boyer said during their most recent meeting, they had been contacted by a couple of prospects, as well as the Jacksonville Historical Society, who wasn't interested in taking on the property, but possibly partnering with somebody to help this get moved.
So the city has said, if nothing changes, this is going away in the spring. Is there any chance that somebody now steps in and gets to save it?
Boyer told me there is a chance. She said that if a proposal came along within the next couple of days, maybe a week or two, they would listen. But the other issue is if the person is requesting any type of financial incentives from the city, any type of financial assistance to move the building, which is an expensive prospect to move this kind of a structure, they're running out of time on that as well, because the DIA board would have to approve that, and they're not going to be meeting again until late January. And that firehouse needs to be off the property by March. If it's not, it is scheduled for demolition. So if anybody out there is interested in moving it, there are a couple of things that the city is requiring. They need an entrepreneur to have a business plan. They need to show a cost estimate of what it would take to move it, as well as a $5,000 good faith cashier's check and a relocation site. The city really would like it to stay in the Brooklyn Riverside area since it has ties to that. And plus, if you move it any further than Brooklyn Riverside, the price could get astronomical.
That's the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. And that's the last business brief of 2019.